This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The 2023 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine has been jointly awarded to Hungarian-American biochemist Kathleen Carrico and American physician-scientist Drew Weissman for work on messenger RNA-mRNA technology that paves the way for groundbreaking COVID-19 vaccines. Carrico and Weissman, long-standing colleagues at the University of Pennsylvania in the U.S., have won a slew of awards for their research, including the prestigious Lasker Award in 2021, often seen as a precursor to the Nobel. The pair will receive their prize at a formal ceremony in Stockholm on the 10th of December, the death anniversary of scientist Alfred Nobel, who created the prizes, in his last will and testament. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation multiple development initiatives worth around 19,260 crore rupees from Gwalior in Madhya Pradesh. He also dedicated to the nation the Delhi-Vadodara Expressway, which has been developed at a cost of about 11,895 crore rupees. He also laid the foundation stone for 5 different road projects worth over 1,880 crore rupees. Addressing a public meeting in Gwalior, Mr. Modi said these new industrial startups, including in Indore and Ujjain, will create thousands of new employment opportunities for the youth. The Prime Minister said Madhya Pradesh has faith in the double engine government because double engine means double development. Referring to India's growing influence in the world, Mr. Modi said the whole world is singing praises of India. Stating that the world is seeing its future in India, he said in 9 years, the country has become the 5th largest economy of the world. Earlier, the Prime Minister dedicated to the nation and laid the foundation stone for various development projects worth 7,000 crore rupees at Chittorgarh in Rajasthan. Addressing the program, Mr. Modi said development of backward areas has been the priority of his government. The Bihar government today released the findings of its caste-based survey, which was undertaken in 2 phases this year. The officiating chief secretary of Bihar, Vivek Kumar Singh, released the data of the survey. The survey report says the population of the state is more than 13 crore and the biggest caste group is extremely backward caste, EBCs, which accounts for 36.01% of the state's demography. According to findings of the survey, the backward caste BC population is 27.12% in the state and the scheduled caste SC constitutes 19.65% of the state population. The people of general category account for 15.52% in the state population. Tribal population in the state stands at 1.68%. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, today conducted multiple raids across 62 locations in Andhra Pradesh and Telangana in the Munchingputtu CPI Maoist conspiracy case. NIA arrested one person and seized weapons, cash and incriminating material. The NIA said that during the searches, a pistol along with 14 rounds were seized from Sakti Sai district of Andhra Pradesh and an amount of 13 lakh rupees were seized from one of the premises in Kadapa district, while Maoist literature and documents were seized from other locations. Delhi police has arrested a most wanted terrorist who was also a member of the Pune ISIS module. He was on the National Investigation Agency's most wanted list, carrying a reward of 3 lakh rupees. Apart from him, 2 persons also carrying bounty on their heads by the National Investigation Agency were also arrested. The module was planning to carry out terror incidents in North India, taking instructions from foreign-based handlers. The nation paid homage to the father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 154th birth anniversary today. A series of functions were organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarvadharma Prarthana Sabha was organized at Bapu Samadhi at Rajghat in the national capital. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat this morning. On the 9th day of the ongoing Asian Games at Hangzhou in China, India today bagged 3 silver and 4 bronze medals. With this, the country's overall medal tally has mounted to 60, comprising 13 gold, 24 silver and 23 bronze. And with that, we end this news bulletin.